Good evening. This is Wednesday evening. And on Sunday I spoke about Pastor Matti's messages from Budapest, New Year's Eve conference. The first message that I heard was maybe the one that made most impression on me. When we end up in a situation which is seemingly hopeless, like Moses by the sea, with 2 million people, with the enemy chasing them, catching up with them, and he's standing there, mountains on the both sides, the sea in front, and he's asking, so now what? And we can think, well, he got into trouble because he was following God. God told him to go and lead the people out from Egypt. And God told him, God led him which way to go. And now he's in trouble because of God. And sometimes we can feel like that too. We say like, well, I don't want to do this anymore. I mean, I just get into trouble. It's a matter of time. I will get into trouble. But God was there. And one of his points was that we must have faith. We must have confidence in God. We must have an expectation of him. And that's why we approach him. And Moses was praying. He was speaking to God. And then God says, Moses, just lift up your hand. How hard is that? Yeah. Not hard at all. And when he did, he reaches out with his staff, and then the water is divided. But to be in a hopeless situation and coming to God, I think this is faith, isn't it? That we know where to turn to. We go to God with our trouble. And trouble we will have. The point of life is not that we wouldn't have trouble, but that we would grow in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I want to read from Luke 18. There's a parable here by Jesus. I just start from verse 1. And he also spoke a parable to them to teach, it is always right to pray and not to faint, saying, a certain judge was in a certain city, not fearing God and not respecting man. And a widow was in that city, and she came to him, saying, avenge me from my adversary. And for a time he would not. But after these things he said to himself, even if I do not fear God and do not respect man, yet because this widow causes me trouble, I will avenge her, that not coming to the end, she subdue me. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God at all execute the avenging of his elect, those crying to him day and night, also having been long-suffering over them? I say to you that he will carry out the avenging of them speedily. But the Son of Man coming then, will he find faith on the earth? And this was my thought, which we also spoke about before, that we see this really intense warfare in the spirit, where Satan is causing the saints to become weary. I think he wants to tear down our faith, our confidence in God. He makes us dull in our everyday life. He makes us childish so that we wouldn't have capacity to have deep thoughts. It's only the here and now. It's only about doing what I have to do and running after my schedule, trying to keep my head above the water.
Yeah.
And then I need to have depth, and I need to have my faith. I need to have an expectation from God. There are so many things that can take away from my confidence with God. One is when I feel that I'm not worthy, maybe because of things that I have done wrong, or maybe because I have been listening to a lie, and I think that my relationship with God has changed, or the way he thinks about me is different. And when I stand there by the Red Sea, how am I going to ask God? Am I able to say, God, you have been leading me, you have been good to me, I am here because of you. So can you please show me what the next step is going to be? Or am I just going to say, well, I don't even know if it's worth trying. I don't even know if it's worth praying. I just sit down and wait to see what will happen. Pastor Matti said this, it's a scary thought to imagine what would have happened if Moses wouldn't have lifted up his arm, right? We don't know for sure, but we know that when he did, then the Red Sea parted and the children went across. One man's obedience in faith saved the whole nation. And I'm just thinking about this. There's this widow who comes to the judge, and that's a very good picture of us. We are like a widow in many situations. We feel powerless. There's nobody to fight for us. We are in minority, maybe. And we need somebody else who could act on our behalf. And that might be only God. Maybe we come to that point where it's nobody else. And she came, and in the other Gospels it's clear that she kept coming back to this judge asking for justice. And he would not help her. And maybe sometimes this is what we feel like, that we come to God and we ask for things and he doesn't listen. But this lady didn't give up. And at the end, this is the point of the parable actually, that this lady didn't give up. She kept coming, knocking and asking and seeking. And at the end, he says that even this ungodly person who doesn't fear God and doesn't respect man, did what she asked because she simply wanted to get rid of her. She says, okay, I do what you want and then it's done. And I don't have to listen to you anymore. How much more God would do the same? It says that he would avenge for his people when he comes. We have learned to be patient, we have learned to be obedient, we have learned to be long-suffering, we have learned not to strike back. But there is somebody who is going to avenge for us, and I can't wait for that, really. I had a friend, I thought it was quite funny, he said, when God comes and I will have my glorified body, I just want to ask God that I could kick the devil in the butt just once, real hard. I thought it was funny. Who knows, maybe God will grant his wish, I don't know. Well, maybe when we see what he gets, we think it's enough for him. I don't know, maybe we'll feel sorry for him. But God is going to avenge. But then here's this question at the end of verse 8. But the Son of Man coming then, will he find faith on the earth? And I don't mean it like, okay, now you go home and you look into your heart and you start searching, is there faith there for God? Because I know some Christians would ask like that. But because we see this great falling away that we were talking about, we see this intense warfare against the saints. And Jesus knew that, and he was just wondering for himself, like, what is the earth going to look like when he comes back? Not that it would matter in many ways. I mean, he is going to avenge for us. This faith has nothing to do with what he is going to do for us. He is on our side. But it's an interesting thought. I believe that the church is that widow who keeps coming back to God, who always has an open hand, always has an expectation. And we will recognize when Jesus comes, when our time is here, that he would avenge us. But we see that this faith is disappearing. it's so easy to get bogged down with earthly things, not having a spiritual capacity, not having an understanding, and not having trust, not having confidence. I think one trap that I have to guard my heart from is to be disappointed. This was something else Pastor Matti spoke about, not only when Moses is at the Red Sea, but that there are real disappointments that come to people. And when we are disappointed, then it's time to dig deeper in that relationship. We need to grow up. Our conversation cannot be about the thing that where we are disappointed, but we have to find something else where we can connect. And that means that our relationship is growing. And disappointments, we all have had disappointments in life, and I think there are more coming. There are many things that we don't understand because we are not God. But these disappointments help us to grow. God does not necessarily explain everything to us. The disciples are very disappointed with him, for example, when he was arrested in the garden, and then when he was executed, the disciples are very disappointed. And Jesus told it in advance. He said, "Tonight you will all be offended because of me, and none of you will be left." And they all deserted him. There was only John following him and Peter from a distance. But he denied him 3 times. So there are just times when disappointment is actually a very important part of our growth. We don't understand it yet, but there will be a time when we will understand. And that disappointment can be a very important building block in our faith. So maybe I finish here. The widow coming to the judge. We are the widow, God is the judge. And she didn't give up. She kept coming. Why? Because she had confidence in him that he could do something for her. And this confidence is something that's precious. This is something that we can never give up. This is something that God has joy when he sees it. Amen.